Not long ago, Stephen Rogers was watching a film documentary about Tanya Harding, an American figure skater in the 1990s. As he watched the film, Rogers thought about social class, abuse, mass media, and the meaning of truth, all parts of Harding's complex story. In early 1994, shortly before the Winter Olympics, Harding and other top figure skaters had gathered in Detroit, Michigan, for the United States Championships. The placements there would decide who would join the U.S. Olympic team. One of those skaters was Nancy Kerrigan. Many people thought she had a good chance at winning the Olympic gold medal. But while Kerrigan was preparing for championships, a man attacked her. He struck her knee with a heavy club. Harding's former husband and two men he knew were charged with planning and carrying out the attack. Harding has always denied being involved in the assault. The American media began reporting on the incident. The Kerrigan versus Harding battle following the attack became one of the biggest sports scandals in U.S. history. And the media quickly painted Kerrigan as an American princess and Harding as trash.
Stephen Rogers decided he wanted to know more about Harding. He looked to see if the rights to her life story were available to writers and filmmakers. They were. He then called the telephone number for her agent listed on her website. The listed phone number connected him to a motel. "I thought, I am so in," Rogers said. And with little more than the start of an idea, Rogers contacted both Harding and her ex-husband, Jeff Galluli. He used their wildly different descriptions of what happened in 1994 and their lives leading up to it to develop a screenplay. The play would turn into the new movie, I, Tanya. The film was released on December 8th in a limited number of theaters in Los Angeles and New York. It will be released more widely in January. The film re-examines the famous incident. There is domestic violence from both Harding's mother and ex-husband, conflicting stories, and no real resolution or answers.
In the movie, Australian actress Margot Robbie plays Harding from ages 15 to 44. She also is the film's producer. Robbie asked many potential directors how they would deal with the violence that would be included in the film. Craig Gillespie, the man who got the job, said it had to be shown in a very direct way. "It didn't sit right with me, the idea of covering it up and making it seem not that bad," Robbie said. "Also, to leave it out completely felt wrong. But Craig always finds the truth in the situation." Robbie and Gillespie decided to try something unusual by having Harding speak directly to the camera, even as she is being beaten. Robbie trained and studied the real Harding for 6 months. She examined her figure skating movements, as well as her physicality and the way she talks. Robbie did not meet Harding herself until after filming for the movie had ended. "I had already decided how I was going to play this character," Robbie said. "I knew every single beat and how I would play it."
One person who is largely missing from the film is Nancy Kerrigan. That was done on purpose. Robbie says she did not want the film to become another Tanya versus Nancy story. Since this was about Tanya Harding, the most important people and relationships in her life were with her mother and with Jeff. Those are the relationships that really shape her as a person. Allison Janney plays Harding's mother, Lavanna. She is the person who put Harding on the ice, paid for her training, and made her skating costumes with the little money she had. She also abused her daughter as a child, both with words and physical violence. Tanya Harding has reportedly not spoken to her mother in 15 years. Janney watched video recordings of Lavanna to study her movements. She described playing the part as freeing and the relationship between the two women as harsh and hard and complicated. Actor Sebastian Stan plays Galuli, Harding's former husband. "I was so intrigued by the story. I was slightly obsessed," Stan said. "When you're going to play someone, you have to put all judgments aside."
I, Tanya, is a timely look at a woman who had everything against her. Yet she was able to become one of the world's best in one of the most costly sports, although she did not look, act, or sound like her competitors. On Monday, the movie earned 3 Golden Globe nominations. Many observers expect Robbie and others involved in I, Tanya to earn Oscar nominations next year. But beyond the critics, Tanya Harding mostly likes the film, too, Rogers says. "It is going to be interesting to see if this movie changes anything for her. Film is a powerful medium," Rogers said. I'm Katie Weaver.
And I'm Brian Lynn.